Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Good morning, all. It's great to be here with you, and I'm really looking forward to sharing with you about your life. Could there really be anything more important in life than ensuring you become all that you can be? Not really. Because if you think you can make someone else all that they can be, and you haven't been within them to know who they are, what they like to do, what they don't like to do, even if you're just looking on as a parent, as a friend, as a spouse, as a teacher, as a preacher, as a politician, if you're just looking on someone and you're not within them, you have no idea what an individual needs. Today I was going to talk about, until my ear was interrupted with the epilepsy pickup again, I realized that it's the time of year that people have money to give, they've saved their money, and I realized that all these foundations and nonprofits are always in need of things. But what is more important in life than each individual becoming who they were meant to be? There isn't a greater quest, but there's not one person that can look at another person and literally tell them what would be right in their life because they haven't been in the shoes of that other person. But there are people who know how to help bring out passion, completely different than telling someone what to do. Bringing out a passion in someone requires helping that person that you love, that you care for, that you're helping, that you're mentoring. If you've done it yourself, you can mentor it. If you've never done it yourself, you can't mentor something. You see, way back, years ago, people had mentors to learn something they were drawn to. Mozart had a mentor. Philosophers had philosopher mentors. Scientists had scientist mentors. We've given up on that concept of having mentors. Instead, we have teachers who teach stuff from a book that they've never done. And we all feel lost in a world where we are to be brilliant value creators instead of boring, stagnant producers. We are lost. We're stuck in this crazy world, tainment of politics and religion, and people in art creating things because of those two. Great big ends of the rope around us. We are struggling in a world to understand who we are when each of us are the same in one particular way. If you're listening to this radio show and you're not owned by someone who claims you as their dog or cat, you're a conscious human being. And I understand why people are so in love with their animals because they don't talk back. They greet them because they give them their survival needs. Well, who wouldn't love that? There is no one that can provide for you as well as you can provide for yourself, and you know that. And you may even be one who's trying to provide for others, because when we have children, we have to do that. But it doesn't mean you're happy doing what you're doing to earn a living. And in order to love what you're doing to earn a living, you have to find your creative potential and use it in that work. It's not a livelihood if there's no life involved in it, if you don't put your life into it, your creative potential. Everyone could get better in the jobs they're in, and everyone could get better at their free time, and the whole world would be a whole lot better. I've been doing a lot of reflecting lately and really wondering what value I can be to the world. And the greatest value that I can be to the world is to help people discover something they love to do and become passionate about it every day, and within their day spend time doing what they love to do in their spare time, to eventually walk away from what they don't like to do, but in the meantime, to become better in the places that they work, so that people will feel comfortable letting the almighty powers of government and religion that only exist because we've allowed them to be within our minds and our hearts. We each have to save ourselves, and we can, because we were born of brilliant value. We were proving it until we were held back by those who thought they could teach us. Our parents mentored us in the skills we needed before we got to school. And if you were lucky enough to work within a family, thank you for waiting for me. I was disconnected. Maybe some of you were too. Just as I was sharing that if you were fortunate to grow up within a family that was their own business, where someone took themselves beyond working for another person and created a business of their own, you began to understand the power that an individual had to do all the details of their business work. And whether they had huge success or minimal, it didn't matter. You got to watch the work ethic of a person doing something they love to do instead of just going in and turning in routine responsibilities for someone. So if you were a child born to parents that worked for someone else and you never even knew what they did while they were away working and you were away at school, you don't know the discipline, the thought, and the control that it took for someone to do the things they needed to do to bring value to the people that were willing to pay them to bring the value to them. You don't know the happiness and the pride and the love that was reflected out of the person that had their own business because you weren't being around it. You were working, you were living in a home where people worked for other people, and you saw them come home as bored, stagnant producers, where the things they did, the responsibilities they reported into, didn't take them somewhere. And so they didn't go anywhere. They were bored. They were unhappy. They didn't have the love to share that someone who created something of value did. So how do you find yourself in a crazy world? You may be searching for something more right now. You may be feeling like you don't fit in this crazy mixed up world. You're right, you don't. Because you were born as a conscious being with all the ability to create values yourself. But we were never taught this because a few people could rise high above and look important. rather than all of us being important to the whole, but first to ourselves. We were taught to be selfless, selfish enough to provide the values we needed, like we were doing when we were little kids, when we were learning and growing. And if you were fortunate enough, your parents mentored you in how to tie your shoes. They mentored you in how to do your ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, or they found people that could mentor you. Do you know there are lots of children that learned their 1, 2, 3s, ABCs from Big Bird? It doesn't matter how we learn. What matters is we do learn, and that our curiosity gets to keep going instead of being stopped. And in the boring jobs that we work in today, that's just what they are, boring. The same responsibilities every day leading to more boredom. How can you go home if you're bored and be an exciting person to someone you supposedly love? And how can they do that to you? They can't. You each need to work away in your spare time to finding something you'd love to do and begin to do it and get good at it and eventually walk away from the boring routine rut that you're in your job. However, in the meantime, you can learn a system of how to discover more at work to bring you more money and more happiness in work. More happiness first, because you become something no other people are doing in your job. I know this because I've done it. I can teach it because I've done it. I can mentor it because I've done it. Some teach from books. Some mentor. When you've done something, you can mentor it. We do find ourselves feeling crazy in a crazy world of people that are value creators who are living as bored value producers. That is the contradiction of life. You know something at its core element right now that many people don't know. But what you choose to do with it matters most. Why did I start this radio show? I will tell you why. I started this radio show because of the way block people from being heard. And I realize that happens within families. You see, we grew up believing that the man was the strong one in a house, but we often knew that the mom was the one that did a whole lot. She might work outside the home, and she had the duties in the home. Dad could come home. He could kick back, drink beer, get high, watch TV, while mom walked in the door or had been home all day and cooked dinner, did the dishes, maybe got the kids to help. Dad was in bed or ready for bed before mom could even finish doing all the laundry and things like that. That's not the way life is supposed to be. That's like sitcom crap. It's material for a sitcom, and it has become that. Every single child has the potential to be curious in life at everything they do forever. They are not to be the followers. They are to be the leaders. And they know that. And if you don't let them try things to be the leader, mentoring them to learn it, and then letting them do it, yes, they'll make a few mistakes. Let them learn when they're little through their mistakes. You be the one that is the peer review instead of peer pressure hitting them in grade school, junior high, or high school, maybe even college. What is that something more that you are looking for? It is the value creator that you were born as. You've been searching for that forever, living as a bored producer of values. The ones who live that life, we see evidence of them everywhere. Look around at the people that did more than just dead responsibilities. They saw something, they pulled it together, they created it, and we use it. Value creators are who we are, but we weren't groomed for it. It was easier to control the masses if we were simply boring value producers this problem has created lost love, lost money, lost health, peace of mind. Because a few who we turn to and look to as saviors cannot do it. We have an ability to do this for ourselves. I am part of a group of people who have secrets about how to find me in a crazy world. They have secrets that we can get, that we can purchase, that we can use in our lives that are better than going off to college, unless you're going to be the professional. Let me share something. There really are only a few things we do to earn a living. We can provide a product, or we can provide a service. However, we can do both and become good at it. So wherever you are, you most likely are either providing a service or a product. A cleaning lady is generally providing a service. A manufacturer that started with one person is providing a product. And we, the people, love our values, the products and services that we can use to make our life better. Those are the geniuses in society. And we could all become that because we have the curiosity. We have the consciousness. It's in our DNA. It's been there for thousands of years. But how we use it matters. Every child has this. Every child could be groomed towards this. The something more you're looking for is to leave the contradiction of life, being a bored producer of values, to become the value creator, bringing something out of you to the world that benefits you first, because that's why you do it, and it can benefit others. And taking it into the world as a value to exchange that service or product. So people pay you for what you created. And yes, you could become wealthy, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's something wrong with a belief that we shouldn't get there. There's something very right about the concept that we can all do it. So we've been living the contradiction, unfortunately. So how do you find what would keep your heart happy and make you money in time? Aside from having some incredible tools to help people do that, I know that I've gone beyond and have a really deep understanding of how life works and how each one of us has something we could be passionate about, and that we develop our special way of doing it with the belief in ourselves. Author Mark Hamilton, who founded the NeoThink Society, it isn't a cult because it teaches people self-responsibility, self-leadership. A cult would never teach people how to break free. So think about that. Would they want us to break free? Wouldn't there be people who would see it as a cult because someone said, this world that I live in is not for me anymore. I'm checking out of that. I'm checking into this because I can see the difference between value production, boring, value creation, exciting. So Mark Hamilton shows that there's four general categories that we are each potentially going to be better at. And he shares that they are business, arts, science, or profession. And within those are some amazing ways to develop yourself. And I've been teaching it for so long. And I know that I've done it. I can mentor it. And I mentor. Besides doing this radio show, I mentor people. I mentor a group of people with Mark Hamilton, within his company. I mentor. But I'm not spending enough time moving beyond with what I really love to do. And I know that. And so when I started this radio show, I really had hope that people would come here to learn more, but I realized that it was up to me to help them find me. So as I was finding me in this crazy world, I've made all kinds of breakthroughs. And I thank you all for listening to me while I was having to speak on this radio show that I started that was for 2 hours. And I will never, ever, ever forget Richard Hios for being one of my first listeners along with some others. But Richard was a great challenger. Richard had a brilliant mind. Richard is not with us anymore. Richard is responsible for spending a lot of money. I'm not talking a few thousands or tens of thousands. I'm talking more than that. To run for a public federal office in the state of Massachusetts, spending his money, hiring people to get signatures so that Mark Hamilton's vision, the 12 Visions Party, a party that is here to set all the people free and to make them rich, healthier, and safer, became a value in Massachusetts because Richard Hios paid a company to get the signatures. And a few other people did some of the details to get him on the ballot, which changed things in Massachusetts. He's an unsung hero, and he did that. There are many people out there that bring values that people never know about, and I know that's what you would like to do. So how do you find what can keep your heart happy and make you money and time? You try to find yourself within those four general categories, but not until you've looked back at your life and you see something that's recurring. It's something you have done over and over again that you love doing, and you would do it as soon as you are off work on a Friday night, and you would do it all weekend if not for interruptions. That's life. That's what's fun. And I've got a hand up, but I just want to share that I'll be teaching this at a very deep level in Tampa, Florida. I'll be there from December 30th through January 1st. We are going to have music and fun, party and food, learning and loving. It's going to be a blast. It's only $125 to attend. I'm keeping the price low, and only 100 people will be able to come. And if you come, you can bring a friend for free, because I care that much about people getting this. You can learn more by calling 314-448-1462, but it's even easier if you go online to gobeyond.club and have a willingness to dig into your pocket for $125. Just think, if you brought someone with you that isn't within the NeoThink Society, they get in for free. Just think, they could dig into their pocket and pay for half. You could split a room. The rooms are cheap. What matters is the value you're going to get there. So again, gobeyond.club this December, the end of the year, celebrating the new year coming in from the year 2017 with me, Jill Reed. Gobeyond.club. I have the tools that can help you bring out your natural curiosity to take a deep look into your life instead of focusing on the exterior nagging world. Don't be a nag either, because guys and girls can be old hag nags. You cannot make someone do something they don't want to do. It's like taking the horse to water and doesn't necessarily drink, and you're not necessarily a mentor unless you've done it yourself. And if you've done it yourself, you need to teach it through the process of replication, which I can teach you in Tampa, Florida, and your life can be different in 2017. I have great news for you, because you can become the person you were meant to be. And I'm going to give up the microphone. I don't know who this is, but I'm glad you're here, 347. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Calling from
good.
New York. By the way, I just caught the end of the show and the tagline about, our world being crazy. And I think that our world may be innocent, and the craziness comes from people in positions that negatively impact our natural ability to be at peace and be loving and kind to each other. And I think that other than that, you know, nature would coexist with us, but we're buying into the system's negative, blaming other groups who should be our comrades, friends, instead of focusing on that. We kind of, you know, follow the mantra, the drum to destruction. Otherwise, life would be good.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. We've bought into marching to somebody else's drum, so to speak, when we each can love. We each can be of value. We can each learn and grow every day because we are curiousness, consciousness. I appreciate that you spoke up today, and if you have a chance, you can go back and listen to the replay of the entire show. And I do like it when someone comes in and shares something that can make sense to others, because there's plenty of negativity around there as we follow others. And there's a lot of growing when we begin to follow our own heart and lead with our heart and become the person we're meant to be. So thank you for speaking up today.
Yeah, thank you.
It's
I'll
nice
also
to have you
continue
join
listening.
Us.
Thank you. Thank
sure.
you so much.
Thank
continue
you.
Your
all right,
work.
Share my show. Thank you.
Thank you,
all
ma'am.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, thank you all for being with me, and I'll finish out with everyday people, because we do make the world go round. Without us, we wouldn't have the things we have. This is the curious nature that shows up as a value.
Right.
Even slightly.
I could be wrong.